Today I have a special guest in the studio with me, Daniel Costin. He's the author of a brand new book, North Carolina Musicians, Photographs and Conversations. Welcome to Detours, Daniel.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here in town.
Could you tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to write this book?
Sure. I have been photographing around the country for about 17 years, and actually have done some work overseas as well. Work mostly with musicians. I have worked with everyone from Johnny Cash to the Avett Brothers to Guided by Voices and a whole host of bands. And along the way, have worked with a lot of musicians in the state which I've lived in for 30 years, North Carolina. And along the way, I became friends with a lot of the musicians, working with them either at home, on the road, in the studio, on stage. And the opportunity came up to do a book on the musicians in North Carolina. And I wanted to see if you could talk about the musicians in a living, breathing context where you're on the road with them, recording with them, traveling with them, being at festivals, so you get a sense of their day-to-day process, the creation of music, you know, presenting their music to the people. And in so doing, I also involved myself in the story because the book essentially revolves around my photographs. There's 140 photographs to go along with the 19 interviews that are in the book. Everyone from Cy Conn to the Avett Brothers to Tiff Merritt, members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And I think it brought a good balance of not only the various genres, the amazing quality of music and diversity of music that's in North Carolina, but also just the people, how they are and what drives them to create this music. And a little bit also about myself and what drove me to document this music and so doing sort of involve myself in the story.
You know, it's amazing. Most people don't realize what it's like to be a traveling musician.
No, they don't.
They don't catch on to the creative process. Could be something someone says to them at a given time. Quite often, what they see is the inside of a vehicle and then a room and then on a stage and then inside of another vehicle. And they travel around and they have a great gift that they actually go out and give to people. And it touches people's lives. And I believe you've captured part of that in this book. Can you tell me any of the personal stories you came across in any of these artists?
Oh, I mean, everything from, I was obviously lucky to work on the cover. We have a picture of Doc Watson. I took that in October 2010. I was at the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. He came to be inducted and to play. And I was wandering backstage looking for another famous musician, Curly Seckler, who played with Bill Monroe and a whole bunch of folks for a number of years. And Doc was in a back room. This is an unfinished hotel room way in the back of the hotel. And he was sitting there playing George Hamilton IV's guitar to two people. And I wandered in. I realized that I had a really unique shot. I took photos of it and I listened to him for a little bit. And I left because I realized that there was no need to disturb the moment. Sometimes in photographing these things, you want to leave the moment as is. It's like, I always say that with photography, it's not about me, but it's about the photographs. So I want to photograph the people as they are and get a sense of the person through that. And I think I got towards that with this photo. Everything from working with the Avett Brothers for a number of years, and some of the stories in this book about how they created songs on the spot in front of me, how folks like the Carolina Chocolate Drops find songs, then take them on the road, where they find them, and how they evolve and change once they're on stage and being played on stage. It's the whole story actually the book is somewhat cyclical in that the first chapter is about being in the studio with musicians, then the next chapter is them being on the road, them being on stage, and then we progress, as a lot of musicians do. They go from smaller theaters to bigger theaters, then you go to festivals. And then the next chapter goes to festivals and all the various festivals in North Carolina, everything from Merle Fest to the Charlie Poole Festival, which is in Eden, large and small, and then we follow them back home. So you get the full kind of the arc of what it is to be a musician day-to-day in North Carolina.
Plus, a lot of people are not aware that these people play because they have to. It's part of their life. If they stop, they can't. And yeah. I knew Doc.
Yeah.
And after Merle passed away, he was talking about he was going to have to retire. But we all knew Doc was not going to retire until he passed away himself. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. You also have my friend Cy Kahn in this book. And Cy, a couple years back when he was retiring, he said, I'm going to kick back and take it easy. And what did he do? He goes out and picks a fight with a billion-dollar mining company up in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
He does two albums in a three-month period. Both hit the top of the folk charts, number one. Matter of fact, the second one not only had the top album, he had the top song. And now he's off touring through Tennessee and Kentucky and Georgia and God knows where else. But then also this, you know, last week he was on Wood Songs.
Correct.
And keep in mind, this is a person who's going to be 70 coming up in April. And these are all things that are special about these musicians. And you've covered a whole host. Name some of the people you have in this book that you've covered.
Everything from Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs. I was lucky to photograph him several times. Newer acts like Chatham County Lion. I've shot four albums for Chatham County Lion. I talk about how we basically made up album covers on the spot. As they were on the road traveling, everything from, I mentioned Tiff Merritt, Cy Kahn gave me a fantastic interview. In a lot of the rock and roll bands, Superchunk, everything in the Chapel Hill scene. I actually have been lucky to work with a lot of musicians in the Chapel Hill and Raleigh scene, which includes Superchunk, Southern Culture Around the Skids, who are interviewed in this book, Catherine of Squirrel Nut Zippers, some photos of Ben Folds 5 and Ben Folds himself. I got a picture at the Music Hall of Fame with Ben Folds with his eighth grade music teacher, which was the music teacher that inspired him to become a full-time musician. And he brought him along to the induction ceremony. And I got a very good photo of that, the two of them talking at a table. And again, you see a photograph and you go, that's it. And if you're, hopefully you catch it. Hopefully you catch something of the person in those photographs. So it's really, I didn't want to limit the genres of the music in this book because there's no limit to the genres in the state. And I didn't want the book to be academic. I wanted to be kind of across the board. This is what's going on. This is the music. These are the people. And also, and a little bit also, of course, about myself and why I do what I do. I understand a lot the traveling life. I feel a lot more comfortable on the road. It's something, yeah, some days you grouse and you say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Then the next day you're like, oh, what's the next gig? And it's very addictive and still a lot of fun. And I still feel like I'm still discovering things that's taken me 17 years to figure out. So I look forward to whatever comes next. And I think musicians feel the same way.
You're a musician with a camera.
Very much so. I've been known to muddle with instruments, but I'm much better behind a camera.
Well, your photos are more than just photographs. They're your recording history because, like with Doc Watson, he's not with us anymore.
Sadly, yes.
And you've recorded history. This is a history book also. And it's the type of thing that you can sit and read and go back through and not only get an idea of the musicians and who they were and what they were, and some of them are still out there. You see photographs. You get an idea. It's like stepping into the lives they lead.
Very much so. Very much so. I was very lucky to document this book when I did because, as you mentioned, several of the people who were, you know, cornerstones of North Carolina music passed away in the months that I was writing this book. It was Doc. It was Earl. It was Joe Thompson, who I also knew. A few other musicians like Billy Scott, a good friend of mine named Dwight Moody. They all passed away during the process of putting this book together, and I'm really glad that I was able to say something and document their lives when I did and the way I did.
Do you want to tell them the name of the book and how they can, our listeners out there, can actually get a copy of it?
Yes. The book is called North Carolina Musicians, Photographs and Conversations. I did the writing as well as photography. You can find the book online, of course, via Amazon. You can also go to mcfarlandbooks.com. That's M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-D. books.com. You can also go to my wife's website, which is danielcoston.com. That's C-O-S-T-O-N, like Boston with a C, or danielcostonphotography.com. If you search me on Google, you also find my blog, which has a lot of the writing and photography. And please stop in and say hello.
It's been really nice talking to you today, Daniel. That book is a valuable book. It's the type of book, if you're interested in the music, that book can take you home, literally. And it's something that you'll treasure. You really will, because it's a piece of a history. It covers an area that you'll want to know about, and I'm sure it'll be a valuable addition to your book collection.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a really honor and a pleasure to put this book together and say something about the music that is literally has been around me for 30 years, and I look forward to more. I actually say in the book that, like, this is book, you can't say this any book is definitive on the music of North Carolina because there's just so much music, but I think I captured as much as I possibly could, and I hope that readers will enjoy that as well.
This is a work of art, literally a work of art, not only for music, but in photographs. And as I said, this probably will become a collector's item for listeners out there. And I want to thank you very much today for being on Detours with me.
Man, well, thank you. Thank you for having us, for having me along today. This has been great.
Well, you take care, and we'll have to get back and talk with you again sometime.
I look forward to it.